It's been just a little over a year since voters in Washington State voted to legalize the growing and selling of marijuana. And for farmers and the people who sell farm inputs,
it's brought a whole new game to town for us to try to figure out.
Gary Farrell owns a farm supply company in Cheney, Washington. He says the state's been certifying farmers to grow pot, but Farrell says most farmers have no idea and hopefully no prior experience in how to grow it.
So they come to us and ask advice as to what type of products should they be using, from fertilizers, or do they need fungicides, or what to do, and we're sitting there going, we don't know.
It turns out the input makers don't seem to know either, and EPA has no chemicals labeled for legal use on marijuana.
So it kind of leaves us with a real problem of what products can we use and not use.
So there's been another glitch. Retail facilities for pot have been opened, but there hasn't been enough to sell. So the marijuana industry has not quite started on the high that was expected in Washington State, but Farrell says it's certainly interesting.
It is.
It is. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.